can almost imagine yourself floating down a river to that majestic tune, and that is the intro to our guest this hour. It is a pleasure to welcome back longtime friend of the show and longtime executive director of the Tecumseh Land Trust. She's Krista McGaw. Hi, Krista.
Hey, longtime fan of Nikki Dakota, too.
Ditto.
Yeah.
Back at you. I feel like we
great
are
to be here.
In the business of doing good things for the right reasons.
Yeah, boy.
This Friday is the 14th annual harvest auction to raise money for the Tecumseh Land Trust. Before we get to this fabulous event, which is an opportunity to maybe get some deals or maybe buy something you were going to buy anyway, add a little extra on top for the sake of supporting the land trust with the live and silent auction items. Let's take a step back, and can you remind us the reason for the founding and the mission of the Tecumseh Land Trust?
Absolutely. We are here to protect the vital soil and water resources that we have here in Ohio. Only 3% of the entire Earth's surface is highly capable of producing food in terms of water and soil quality.
That's a little factoid I had not known.
More than half of our soil in Ohio is prime soil that falls into that category. So we are kind of urgent about it. We, you know, definitely we need to have some growth. We're all about the economy in Ohio, but we want to make sure we grow strategically and that we preserve those areas that are really unusual as a resource that we want to preserve forever. Farming will change, no doubt, over time. All sorts of things change in terms of global markets and domestic markets, but we got to have land and we got to have the water.
And water, and we're blessed with a richness of aquifers and really excellent water in this region. Mm-hmm. And a part of the Tecumseh Land Trust mission is also to secure that. So tell me, what's the process for we're looking out for generations to come in a very little sense. What's the process for making that happen?
Landowners have options with the property that they own. They can, you know, sell their property depending, you know, there are some zoning regulations, different kinds of governmental regulations. But one of the many things that landowners can do is to tie up some of those development rights in their land. They can permanently restrict them for future owners. And they, if they choose to do that, so that the land would stay available for farming or as a natural area. We have a lot of beautiful creek and riverfront farms in our area. Then the landowner can do that. They can in turn get a tax deduction for basically that value that they're kind of permanently putting on ice for the good of everyone. They also can sometimes get paid for those conservation easements. We work with the federal government, state government, different local programs. It takes a while to go through those different, you know, bureaucracies. But if a landowner wants to do that, it often can be a great way for someone who wants to keep that land as is to get a little bit of value to work with to improve the land, put a new roof on the barn, pay down debt, do some estate planning, because it's a very rapidly changing front in terms of land ownership in Ohio. There's a lot of land that's turning over, and there's a lot of families that aren't in farming anymore that own land. Mm-hmm. So another thing that we do is kind of once we have a conservation easement in place on property, we visit each of those here just to make sure that the basics are in place. Asphalt is the last crop is one of our
favorite slogan.
And so one of the big requirements of the easements is just that you not pave over more than 2% of the property.
Because as you said, once there's asphalt laid down, it rarely, if ever goes back to any kind of agriculture.
Hardly ever at all. Yeah. And then the water resources within the property are so important. We've protected around 43 stream miles within farms, and a lot of the headwaters of the Little Miami, which was the first Ohio Scenic River.
Which brings us back to Friday's event. Let's remind our listeners that it is this Friday, that's September 14th, up in Springfield, Ohio at the Hollenbeck Bailey Center. And What time does it get underway?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock with the silent auction from 6 to 7:45, and then a live auction coming in at 8 o'clock. Jeff Harvey will be the auctioneer for that. Fabulous music provided by Ben Cooper and friends, and the price of admission does include beer, wine, and soft drinks, and yummy edibles from Current Cuisine, mm-hmm. and all that money proceeds from which going back into the Tecumseh Land Trust. You mentioned the Scenic River Act celebrating its 50th year. You have a guest at this Friday's Tecumseh Land Trust auction that is pretty notable and invested in this Scenic River Act.
Former First Lady Hope Taft and her husband Bob Taft, former governor of Ohio, moved to Greene County when they left the governor's mansion.
Think of all the places they could have gone.
And on the Little Miami. Mm-hmm. And he's a big cyclist, and Hope is a really avid kayaker and naturalist. And she immediately joined her local land trust. We were so glad to hear that she was locating here. And we've really enjoyed collaborating with her and the Little Miami network that she has created, a watershed network that is trying to educate people all through the watershed. Maybe you've seen some of those little medallions by storm sewer drains.
Sure.
That say this water goes to the river, or some of them say this water goes to the Little Miami. Her group has been working with Boy Scouts and volunteers and just getting that information out there. One of the things we'd like to try to do is start identifying watersheds on highway bridges over rivers so people know where they are.
Right.
You got to have some sense of this in order to, I think, really appreciate how important it is to take care of the water.
And just briefly, watershed basically means an area whose topography, which means, you know, hills and valleys, the water will always drain into that river. Mm-hmm. So the watershed is that entire sort of square mileage.
And everything is in a watershed. Everybody is in a watershed, you know.
And it just depends upon the river, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty interesting to know that we are actually embarking this year in our original home base, Miami Township, on a regional conservation partnership that will be aimed to improve the water quality in two branches of the Little Miami. It's called the Jacoby Partnership Project. And it includes some federal money, state monies to preserve 1,000 more acres that are in the watershed with an emphasis on the streams themselves and the farmland surrounding them.
Do you know about the origin of Jacoby? It just keeps coming up.
Oh, where the name came from?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll try to ask around and figure it out.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, it's been a very nice creek for a long time, but what we're going to be doing, a part of what we're doing is working with Agraria and Community Solutions and the Nature Conservancy on a restoration on the property that they bought last spring at auction, or year before last spring. We're also going to be reaching out to landowners. We're going to do a big landowner information event November 3rd at the Bryan Center here. And we're going to have monies as a part of this project also to improve conservation practices, to actually pay for cover crops, for pollinator plantings, buffer strips. And we are discovering how many resources there are available out there, but people just don't know how to get access to them.
Well, that's where you come in.
That's where we come in.
The conservation concierge.
That's right. Like my role model, Hope Taft, you know, we can do better. We should do better. And so it's really going to be a great opportunity, I think, here in our home territory. We do a lot of great work in Clark County and have really done more preservation there than in Greene in recent years. But this is a chance to kind of, get back to our roots here and demonstrate some really high quality practices. We're very excited about that.
I want to get back to the pollinator notion, but I want to remind our listeners or tell our listeners that you can arrange to have tickets to this event this Friday up in Springfield at the Hollenbeck Bailey Center if you point your browser to TecumsehLandTrust.org. That's all one word, TecumsehLandTrust.org. Then you can put /harvest-auction, or I think there's a link to something on the very first page there that you can click on.
Yep.
Again, that's TecumsehLandTrust.org. And plan to be on site, listen to former First Lady of Ohio Hope Taft speak, and maybe even, now part of it's a fundraiser.
Yes.
One of the items up for auction will involve Hope Taft. Tell us about that.
You could take a kayak trip with Hope Taft and former Greene County Ranger Chris Barnett, just retiring. Bill Schumann, also a really good certified volunteer naturalist.
Kayaking is so peaceful and soul restoring to start with,
yes.
But it would be almost like this guided tour of the things, the plants, the structures, the flora and fauna encountered along the way. What a wonderful
birds, the aquatic life, and it's going to have, I think, kind of a unique price structure in that you can take more people if you
bid more,
you know?
So, man, 12 of my closest friends.
That's going to be kind of fun.
So you could pull your money and win that, right?
Absolutely.
Gather some friends.
Absolutely. Oh, please think about doing that. It's so much more fun, I think, when you get together. We definitely have a history of some very interesting groups going together for various dinners that are
fun.
Up for auction. Meadowlark, again, is doing this dinner that is just, the winner has got me the copy of the menu a couple times after that dinner.
Like, wow.
It is amazing. Yeah.
So one of the items up is you can basically have the chefs from Meadowlark come to your home, or do you go to the Meadowlark?
Go to their private dining room.
Okay.
But they kind of confer with you up front about what your tastes are like, and they, you know, pair wines with the food, and it's wonderful. We've got also a dinner at the home of Michael and Anita Brown here in town. Michael is a very skilled chef and seller of wines.
Seller of wine. I know this to
and,
be true.
And they just are, you know, do an amazing job. So there's definitely some opportunities to not just socialize
right.
for a good cause, but also to plan some fun things down the road.
You can see a list of many of these, or maybe all, are all the live auction items at the website?
Yeah, I think all the live ones are up. Not all the silent ones are necessarily. One of the silent items we have this year is to eat, have your farm-to-table meal at the Antioch College Dining Room.
Hey.
We
really have an amazing thing going on here with that.
It's wonderful. If the weather permits, also get a nice farm tour with Kat Kristen. Isaac Delamatra will be there, of course, presiding over the food scene here. And Suzanne Hashem has offered to arrange to meet up with you and her husband, Tom Manley, the Antioch College president, if you are the lucky bidder that gets to do that. So I have eaten there a few times, and it's amazing.
It is amazing. We have witnessed these herbs that you brought me just from your yard, just making this wonderful studio a little bit more fragrant and wonderful. And that can be a part of what you experience in farm to table, picked right outside earlier that day on your plate later that night. Go to TecumsehLandTrust.org. That's all one word on TecumsehLandTrust.org. And you can steer your own way to a pair of tickets or more, and go to an event that is an opportunity to socialize, but also the proceeds benefit this perhaps most worthy of worthy causes in all of our lives as we preserve the very land and the very water in the area where we live. We're in studio with Tecumseh Land Trust Executive Director Krista McGaugh, and tell me more about the pollinators aspect. This is something that I just, like, the more I think about it, and the more we depend upon like sort of natural world itself as a whole system to deliver us fruit. You think about this, if we lose one of the pieces of this amazingly beautiful circle of how life gets done here, these pollinators. Tell us about your initiative concerning the pollinators.
Well, we really are encouraging people to try to plant permanent perennial perennial plantings wherever they possibly can to sustain those pollinators and a diversity of pollinators. I think people often think of bees, honeybees. There are hundreds of types of bees, mm-hmm. and there are a lot of beautiful butterflies and moths and hummingbirds.
Right. You don't think of them as pollinators, but they certainly are.
They're pollinators, and they're all essential, really, to the ecosystem. And we're really seeing changes where there are vastly higher numbers of pollinators around because of the prairie plantings, the perennial plantings, native plants, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. for the most part. One of the items at the auction will be a consult with Macy Reynolds, who's a master gardener in our area and a real expert on Midwest native flowers and plants. Mm. And so she could walk around with you in your yard to consult with you about what kind of plantings might be beautiful, maybe tasty.
Yeah.
Smell good.
Everything she brought me is edible, and there's flowers in here. It's all from your
yard. Basil flowers.
Some clovers.
Yeah, a little bit of sage in
there.
Beautiful. But it's definitely, I love those kind of items where you actually get to learn more and, mm-hmm. you know, get some ideas about what you might be able to do. Everybody with a yard can contribute mm-hmm. to the pollinator situation. You don't have to have a farm.
Right.
And so that's certainly going to be one of the things that we'll be promoting throughout this whole Jacoby partnership, that everybody, be it, you know, on your residential land, on your business site, at your church, you know, at
Right. People don't think of that. It's your
facility.
Office, your facility.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, you can, that land all can really make a good difference. Mm-hmm. And it also can be somewhat easier to manage, honestly.
With a little help.
Yeah, with the native grasses and, you know, you can actually get some things that maybe you mow once a year, you know.
Wow.
Instead of week after week, you know. And it's very pretty and it is a lasting benefit, you know, absolutely. The birds then that also are ground nesting are able to benefit from that kind of habitat. We've worked a lot, too, of course, with bluebird promotion.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing our Operation Bluebird again mm-hmm. This year with the Yellow Springs 7th graders.
A native species here that has maybe could use a little bit
it's
of...
It's been challenged a little yeah. bit. Not so many of those dead trees left standing in
right.
a lot of places. So sometimes they need a little bit of help with some boxes. And
I can't remember the last time I've seen the bluebird.
The people that have the boxes are really seeing them back.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. And the little glass farm restoration here in Yellow Springs, there were lots of bluebirds there,
Great.
Actually, this spring and summer.
Great.
They're also getting just a big variety of birds, some of which hadn't been photographed before in Greene County.
Aww.
And we're talking 8 acres of land there, you know, so
yeah.
it's not a huge area.
But imagine just that little bit when you think of, you know, the whole state of Ohio, 8 acres is able to encourage and sustain reemergence of some species.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then regeneration of soil quality, and it's good for the water quality, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're in studio with the executive director of the Tecumseh Land Trust in advance of Friday's 14th annual. Is that right? 14th annual?
Yes, ma'am.
Congratulations.
Hard to believe. Yeah.
September 14th for the 14th
yes.
annual this Friday. The doors open at 6 o'clock. The silent auction runs from 6 to 7:45, and then the live auction begins at 8 o'clock in the evening. And all of this, of course, accompanied by current cuisine with delectable filling hors d'oeuvres. Says so right there. I've had them. They are.
We got a pasta bar this year and also brisket, which is just one of my favorites of theirs. So, yeah, it should be good.
Jeff Harvey will be the auctioneer. Ben Cooper and friends providing the live music. And, of course, in addition to the food, beer, wine, and soft drinks, a part of the package as well. We're going to have a pair of tickets to give away, but just one pair. So if you want to guarantee you go and not take your chances on the being lucky caller number 9, then you just point your browser to TecumsehLandTrust.org. There's a link right on the front page. That's all one word, TecumsehLandTrust.org. www.harvestauction.org and see that you can have a lovely evening and really all for a good cause.
It'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Krista McGaw, thank you so much for coming today.
Thanks, Nikki.
It's all right. I used to call you Krista, so fair is fair. Thank you for being here. We'll see you Friday. We'll take caller number 9 at 769-1998. That's local, 937-769-1998. I'm Nancy Dakota.